This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
It's 11 minutes past 8. Good morning to you, Nigeria Info. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. Let's get into a conversation for this morning, shall we? Happy Independence Day celebration, by the way. Yesterday was Independence Day. Today's a public holiday. So that celebration would continue. And for some people, it's nothing to celebrate. For other people, well, there's nothing we can do about it. We still can't take away the fact that we are independent and we're a sovereign state. Well, this morning, we would be looking into the president's Independence Day speech and some of the things that he said during that speech, and also how so far we think those things translate into the situation that we are having on ground economically in the country. My guest is the program officer for YAGA Africa. Will be joining us in this conversation. It is no other than Olani Osanusi joining us via phone. Mr. Sanusi, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right, fantastic. I'm sure you had listened or had watched the broadcast of the president, and you had followed some of the comments that he made. We'll be getting your response and reactions to some of them. The most interesting one is the news we woke up to. It was 25,000 naira increment on wage for 6 months of federal government workers, which was stated by the president yesterday during the speech. But then this morning we heard that there's been an upward review. It's now 35,000 after a meeting between the federal government and the NLC. And we also had known that the NLC was planning for an indefinite strike to begin tomorrow. Now, would that take the back seat or would that continue? We also know that the federal government had removed VAT on diesel. We also are aware in that speech the president talked about the social safety net and including 15 million more poor families in the country to receive monthly stipends. He also talked about monies that would get to entrepreneurs and how the government plans to encourage small businesses. But what he didn't say was what the government is doing with the monies it has saved from subsidies so far. Mr. Sanusi, before we get on to you quickly, let me tell my guests, my listener, go on Facebook. We're streaming live, Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. That is the handle on Facebook. Like the page, follow us. And what is your opinion on the wage increase of federal workers announced by the president? Mr. Sanusi, if we can quickly get your thoughts on that. What is your opinion on the wage increase? It's for 6 months. It was announced by the government during the presidential broadcast at Independence Day. So what's your view on it?
So I know speak for you well, Dave, but I think the 25,000 going up to 35,000.
Yes.
And that the federal government has promised to add to the salary of low-income earners across the country.
At the federal civil service level, it doesn't cover state civil servants and local government workers. It's federal government workers, and it's for 6 months.
Oh, okay. Because I thought I was seeing a difference in that sense, because not being agreed. But notwithstanding, I think the supplementary income is a welcome idea. But considering how inflation has been on the rise currently in our economy, I really am struggling to see the effect of this amount. We are currently grappling with food inflation prices. I mean, the prices of food items keep soaring each day. And for the for the average Nigerian, for the low income Nigerian, that is difficult to multiply, because it is so difficult purchasing food items, then how do people survive? But like I said, this is a welcome development for the government for 6 months. It also shows that the government is paying attention to relieving citizens of burden of the oil subsidy removal. A lot of people have argued that the government is already, I think it's planned through, because there were supposed to be palliative measures in place before that policy was implemented or should be implemented. But now the government is working backwards to ensure that they provide support to citizens.
All right, Mr. Sanusi, sorry to interrupt you, but if you don't mind speaking louder for us, we can barely hear you. It's not clear enough. I don't know, maybe you'd move away from the environment that you're currently in and try to be a bit more
audible. Oh, okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. So I was saying the additional 25,000 that government has pledged as provisional wage increment for all federal government workers for 6 months is a welcome idea. But for 6 months, we've all been in the country and we've seen how inflation is currently soaring and in our economy, especially food for food prices. And this is the part that affects the common man the most, the average Nigerian. And so if you're giving workers 25,000 provisional wage increment for 6 months and the prices of food items keep going up, and that's the narrowly tackle the problem. I think more importantly is for the government to focus efforts on rejigging the Nigerian economy to ensure that the inflation is being reduced to a level where the common man can obstacle. All of these measures are coming after the administration has removed the oil subsidy, and there are arguments in some quarters that the government is not really full through this policy, as palliative measures should have been provided before the removal of subsidies. But it's also good to see that the government is working backwards now and trying to provide support to citizens on the effects of inflation and also the removal of subsidies. Like I said, maybe we should have come earlier, but this is also to say well done to the government for this initiative for the next 6 months, and
should we be concerned at the fact that the government still did not talk about the plans it has for the monies it has saved from subsidy removal in the past couple of months? We didn't hear any comments in that direction, and for some people, it's a concern. Yaga Africa Youth Initiative, which is one of the fundamental parts and very instrumental with the Not Too Young to Run bill at the time, would also want to raise concerns about plans for youth involvement in the administration, especially with the economic situation, with many small businesses shutting down because they can't sustain activities of their businesses. When you listen to the speech and then you didn't hear much in that direction, should that concern you, concern Nigerians?
Yes, I think that should concern every Nigerian. But also to mention that the president's speech was quite vague in some areas, and there were no specific information. For example, the president noted that PNG buses provided to states to give the effect of transportation, difficulty in transportation for citizens. But we don't know how many states, we don't know how many buses were provided, and we don't know the phases of implementation of this initiative as well. For young people, as an organization, Yaga Africa, we are committed as tracking the implementation of policies in this administration that affects young people. There are three policy areas that we are focused on that directly affect young people, and we will be tracking the implementation of the president's campaign promises around these areas. But it's also concerning...
What are those areas?
Okay, first is the digital economy, which, of course, we all know that young people in the country drive the tech industry. Also, the youth empowerment programs or development programs of the administration, as well as the social register or the social support. Those three areas will directly affect young people as three policy areas that we're going to be tracking as the administration progresses. But also to mention that on unemployment, boosting employment rates, the government or the president's speech had talked about how the government would boost job figures in the economy with a focus on empowering small and medium-scale businesses. But again, like I said, the president's speech was vague in all of those areas. They are not specific. There's no specific data to be able to measure these proclamations to say, oh, okay, so if the president is talking about boosting employment rates in the country, these are the ways the president intends to go about it. It's just a broad statement that does not really give enough information on how the administration intends to boost employment rates in the country.
Yes, go on.
Okay. But like I mentioned, those three policy areas for us are important because they directly affect young people in the country. And as the administration progresses, we would be initiating a tracker to see how far the government implements its promises in that area.
All right, fantastic. Although it's also concerning for many people that nothing was said about health, not much was said about education. We know the increment of school fees and the fact that parents now have to pay more fees in schools. Among some other issues, food security, agriculture, we didn't get any information from that as well. But what was most trending was the monies that were to be given to civil servants. And some people would ask why the government would wait. If you know that this is something you can do to cushion the impact of subsidy removal, right from when subsidy was removed, why was this not introduced and the government had to wait until the 1st of October to decide to make such a statement, knowing that the NLC had plans for a national protest that would have been indefinite beginning from tomorrow? Some think it was a move by the government to stall that protest. What do you think?
Yes, maybe it's a move to stall the protest. And I'm sure with the resolutions made at the meeting with the NLC and PUC by the government, that protest would be on hold for now. Yet also, we did not hear anything about health, agriculture, or education in the president's Independence Day speech. And this also raises the question of specificity. What exactly did that entire speech do? There are no specific information on policy areas, just broad statements on what the government intends to do. I also mentioned earlier that the argument that the government did not think through the removal of the oil subsidy before making the pronouncement at the inauguration is why we're seeing this reaction from the government. But permit me to just chip in and say, especially for the 50 million households that are going to be added to the social register, maybe the government should not be going down.
Mr. Sanusi, would like you to hold that thought for us. Hold that thought. Let's take a very quick commercial. When we come back, we continue.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
It's still the Morning Crossfire, Apest 8. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. Mr. Sanusi, Programs Officer for YAGA Africa, is with me in the studio. For those who do not know, YAGA is Youth Initiative for Advocacy, Growth, and Advancement. very instrumental for the Not Too Young to Run bill at the time, amongst many other activities, promoting democratic governance, human rights, and public accountability. Mr. Sanusi, thank you for staying on the line for us. Hello.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes,
So getting back into it, remember you can join the conversation on Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. That is the handle. 92.3 PH on Facebook, and we need you to tell us your opinion on the recent wage increase for federal workers that was announced by the president during his speech for Independence Day anniversary, and whether you think 6 months makes sense. Because for some people, Mr. Sanusi, if you can hear me, for some people, why 6 months? Why only federal government workers? There's also the idea that perhaps the government has plans, because talks about minimum wage increase has been on the table for a while. And there were conversations around this can only be done sometime next year. And Labour had presented that before the table of the government. Now, this new administration, something perhaps is given 6 months, hoping that this 6 months would, you know, elapse at the time. The 6 months would elapse at the time when they would want to negotiate a new minimum wage for workers across board. That would be from federal to state and local government. For some other people, maybe the government is giving 6 months to do this because it's hoping that refineries will be functioning and then the economy might be a lot more stable at the time where it feels it will be safe to withdraw the 35,000 naira payment. What is your view on this? How would you describe, or what would be your explanation as to why it's for 6 months and why it's for federal workers?
Okay, thank you. So first to say, I don't have an explanation because, of course, I wasn't part of the government team that made this proposal. Yeah. But just to say that labor needs a new minimum wage and adjusted pay across all levels. The minimum wage has to be reviewed to reflect current realities in the country. It's overdue for that. And the government also needs to prioritize tackling food inflation and also expanding mass transit systems for the vulnerable. This payment for 6 months, like I said, what happens after 6 months elapses? What's the next step? Why is government not prioritizing reviewing the minimum wage across all levels in the country? I think the government should be looking at that instead of paying cash or paying a professional wage to federal workers over the next 6 months. The review of the minimum wage will do well to reflect current reality, and that will go a long way in providing support to citizens across the country. For the social help, for the 15 million households that the president said will be added to the social program, there should be focus on building a broad-based social register. Nigerians have always questioned. Hello, are you with me?
Yes, go ahead. We can hear you.
Okay. Nigerians have always questioned the authenticity of the social register that is used for disbursing this payment. There should be a broad-based social register that's anchored on identity and reported income level. That way, households cannot cheat or cannot lie to get an increase in the funds that will be disbursed to them. So yes, for 6 months, but the government's priorities should lie in other areas. First is the review of the minimum wage, and secondly is to tackle food inflation, and also to expand the mass transit system for the vulnerable in our society.
Well said. We'll open the phone lines and get some of our callers to call in and respond to the issue on ground here, what their opinion is with this increase. Would you say that because of the increase, was Yaga concerned about the strike that Labour was considering embarking on from tomorrow. For now, we haven't heard anything contrary to that. So what still stands is we're supposed to have an indefinite strike from tomorrow. Is that something that you'd support?
Of course not. And this is not speaking as Oranians and citizens of Nigeria. I don't think when the country's workforce down soon and go on the strike, that doesn't help anybody. So on one hand, it's a welcome development that resolution has been reached between the NRC and the PUC and government to suspend or to keep that strike on hold for now and see how the 6 months provisional wage increments will play out. We've always done that, and that's our major tactic for the union. But it's not good for anybody, for the workforce of a country as big as Nigeria, to down tools for a couple of days. So, it's a welcome development for that resolution, between the government and the union. But also, the government has to do more to ensure that we don't keep coming back to this table or to the threat of going on strike before they take action.
Mm. All right, well said. 0817923003. I guess they said government didn't have to wait for the threat of workers to want to down tools before taking actions. And which brings us to ask, why wait until this moment before coming up with the increase, provisional wage increase for workers? If this was something that you know would help, alleviate the burden of subsidy removal, why hasn't it been done long before now? And what's even concerning for a lot of people, again, would be why we haven't still heard how the government intends to utilize funds that has been saved from subsidy removal. That's also a big question. Nathaniel is in Bonny Island. Let's hear from Nathaniel. Good morning to you.
Yes, good morning, and good morning to the
guests. Nathaniel, good morning. Go on.
I think it's not visible at all. It will not work. Why does the government decide to choose this time around? And why does the government rush this issue? Why not allow labor to go first into this strike issue and then settle in, and then settle it, even if it takes 1 month or so, to settle this issue? Instead of rushing, because they're just scared of NRC, and they think if they go into the strike, it will affect the economy. Why do they think too much of themselves instead of the masses? And why does the government negotiate with the very important personalities, factors in Nigeria, like the NLC, like the politicians, and the big businessmen in Nigeria? They're always scared of these people, and they are not scared of the masses. They are not scared of the poor masses. Why not think of something that will be more beneficial to everybody? I think NLC, the labor group, is not the only Nigerians we have. They're just a few percentage of what we have in Nigeria, and many persons in Nigeria are suffering as a result of this removal of fuel subsidies. And why not the government think of something? Subsidize food items in Nigeria, and then look at the issue of housing. See how you can subsidize the issue of housing, and then build low-cost housing in almost all the local governments in Nigeria where everybody can benefit. Think of something more important. Think of refineries. Think of the issue of companies, construction companies, oil manufacturing companies, and all the rest that can benefit the masses before once. They always think of those who are important to them, and they know that these ones, once they go into strike, once they hit, it will hit them, it will hit the economy. And these are the people that are very important to them. They don't think about the poor ones. And if the masses, the poor ones, are dead in Nigeria, I would think of what percentage of Nigeria will remain that will help them survive. If 80% of the poor Nigerians die today, 20% cannot survive Nigeria, because the poor ones are the mainstream of the economy, and they want us to die so that only them can survive. Too poor. Thank you very much.
All right, Robin in the chair. Good morning. Okay, let's go to Degema. Hector. Hector is in Degema. Hector, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Thank you. I think the proposed increment of wages by the government, it is not a lasting measure. It is a temporary something. And so I will urge and advise the government and so the NLC to, you know, adopt a measure that will be a beneficiary to the entire Nigerians. And what are those things? Perhaps they should subsidize agriculture. And they should also ensure that there is price control in the nation, because everything keeps on skyrocketing. People are finding it difficult to survive. And if you increase wages for those that are working in government, what about those in the private sector? What about those that are not, that do not even have jobs? What about the ordinary man that does not have anything doing? What about the business people? How does it affect the common Nigerians? So if they can, at least there should be price control in Nigeria, it will be a benefit. Everybody will benefit from it. So it is not just giving wages for just the period of how many months, then it ends. So what have you achieved as a government? What has the NLC achieved? So at least they should subsidize agriculture so that there will be enough food production in the country. Mm. When there is enough food production, at least the price of those food items will also reduce. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Hector. Maxine is in Port Harcourt town. Hello, Maxine. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Please, I just want NLC has just some people are just insinuating that even NLC is only fighting for workers. NLC is also fighting for the Nigerian masses, and that is the reason why they are asking the government to install CNG conversion stations to convert cars, both transport and private cars, so that if these things are installed and cars are being transported, the transport buses, at least food items will be transported at easier prices to bring down the prices. That's one major thing, and that's one major factor NLC labor is fighting. And the government is trying to divide the attention from installing that one, because they know that if these things are installed, maybe there will be less attention to buying of fuel. And that's what the government is, that's the policy the government is trying to play. And I want to urge the Nigerian Labour Congress to ensure that this CNG gas conversion is a must that the government has to do. They should not play politics with that one. The government is trying to divert attention from installing it so that people will not buy fuel again. That's one, Mr. Femini. And secondly, the 35,000 naira they're talking about cutting across board, they should make it from the beginning when Tinubu removed the first subsidy. It's not just to come and announce fuel subsidy is gone. Let the 35,000 begin from that month, from that May or June that he started it. And let them pay their arrears. Because you can see what Nigerians have gone through. Not only workers, it is the entire Nigerian masses. So let him pay the arrears.
But Maxine, the payment is only for federal government workers. So what about other people who have been affected by subsidy removal? How would they get it?
It will go across to states. It's just a gradual process.
Okay.
It will come to the states. The state government also know that when these things are done at the federal level, they also have their own responsibility to pay. So it will come to the states. Because the states are also workers. That's why there are NLC branches all
across. And those people who are not civil servants?
People who are not civil servants, that's the aspect where the NLC is going through that one. It's just this CNG gases. Most important, because what is affecting the masses are foodstuffs and the cost of the rising prices of commodities. And if these CNG gases are done and transport foodstuffs and transported at easier prices, it will bring down the prices of all these things and it will control inflation.
All right,
so look at the cost of diesel. Look at the cost of insulin. Now, diesel, as you said, they are removing 7.5% VAT of diesel. It should be removed permanently, not given a time lag of 6 months. Why was they put VAT on diesel?
Thank you very much. Let's go to Letan Barry in Bori. Maxine, thank you. Letan Barry, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Meandu.
Go on.
Yeah. For me, I don't really understand this negotiation between labor and the federal government. I also see that with what I am hearing, it does not prove to me that the government is sincere to the people or they want the progress of workers. Because before you go on with these amounts, you have to check the cost of living. And apart from that, the pronouncement that 30,000 or 35,000 for federal government workers, what about states and local government? Because the people that have worstly been treated worstly is the NGO workers. And you know, in River State, when they talk about the last time when they implemented the minimum wage, River State owned were not adequately paid. They go on, they will add 5,000. Some places they add 6,000. At the end of the day, nothing goes on. It does not even go down to the NGO workers. And with what we understand, they will come up here and say they will pay. At the end of the day, even these things will not reach the state workers and the NGO workers. My concern to labor is that I see that there is no trick in what they are doing. Because the reason why they do not work...
Leighton Barry, I think you got interrupted too by your service provider. We'll go to Akrika now. We'll talk to Muriel. Muriel, good morning.
Shelley, good morning.
Good morning, Muriel. Go on.
Thank you. This is Akrika. We want from Akrika.
Okay.
Look, Shelley, I must say the president missed a very big opportunity. His statement was too short, too straight to the point. I know we need a straight to the point statement, but it was too short and too vague, Efemi, the president missed a very sound, a very good opportunity where all Nigerians, even those in the diaspora, were listening to him. And since a time like this, when NLC is planning to shut down the whole economy, to shut down the country, the president has an opportunity to explain to Nigerians to see if we can sympathize with him, if we can be on the side. He just doled that 25,000 to us and believe that we were just looking for money and just 25,000 will just shut us down. Look, if you mean the NLC, I don't expect anything less from them. The president would have gone ahead to tell us the policies he has put in place that will maybe come to us maybe in 1 year time in all the sectors, the educational sector, employment for women and youth. If it, so all the sectors would have pushed around so that we Nigerians would have said, okay, maybe this and this is doing okay, maybe it's on the right track. We might see if we begin to maybe try to talk on the talk to the NLC, maybe people will try to say, okay, look at what the best. You just missed that opportunity and doled that 25,000. I want to plead to the NLC, if any. They are not advocating, or they are not interceding for federal staff alone. They are interceding for both all the state staff, even the private sector. Not all of our Nigerians, we go to the diaspora. Independent businessmen and women. So 25,000 for just federal staff is not enough. I know that what they are seeking is for total economic reform in the country. It might not be just immediate effect, but maybe in the long term. But let them ensure that they go on the strike, because 25,000 is not our problem. No matter how they increase it, the money is not the issue, if any. The economic state of the country is my utmost concern.
Thank you very much. We take two more calls and then we go to Mr. Sanusi as we attempt to wrap things up. Chima and Jackson is on the line. Chima is calling from Ada George and Jackson is his older. We'll just wrap up with those two and then Mr. Sanusi will get back to you. Chima, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
All right, please, straight to the point.
Andrew, I think we urge Nigerians not to antagonize labor. You see, Nigerians are acting as if it's only labor that is affected on what is happening. Why are we folding our hands, leaving the burden on labor? It's only labor. Are they the one who is affected at the commodity, the inflation? They are not the only one. I think we must rise up to demand. But we urge labor, if they want to receive on that decision, not to go on strike because of common 25,000, well, it's left for them. Because for me, the statement yesterday, the speech made by president, is an empty speech to me. You understand? Because I'm not seeing any plan for deliberate policy to be able to push in the Fed in a very short time. He has not made that statement. He didn't talk about anything that has to do with the refinery. I was having to hear from him. He didn't say anything. Then he ended up giving 25,000 to people. How much is fuel? 25,000. How much is bag of rice? Well, it's left for labor to accept these 25,000. But I must tell Nigeria, they have a major role to play to ensure that this government do the needful by ensuring that to revitalize various critical sectors, especially our refinery. So the burden of Nigeria can be reduced. Inflation is indeed in hyper right now.
All right, let's go to Jackson in Auda. Thank you, Chima. Jackson, good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
Actually, these people are taking Nigerians for granted. It's not only labor that are Nigerians. There are some other person that don't even have a job. How are they going to treat those people? The same market that labor goes to buy something is the same market that all of us go to buy something. They said they will put hard salary for labor. So what about those that are not that don't even have a job? This country is blessed, abundantly blessed with everything. We have enough of the crude. Our boss are even wasting it for artificial refinery. For a federal government to build refinery so that at least people get fuel at an affordable price, they cannot do it. It's not good. That was the time we are talking of small refineries to be built within some of the areas that they have through.
Mm.
They're supposed to have done those things by now, but they didn't do it. I remember during when they were the lawmakers are about to go for their holidays, Abavio said those who want the poor people to beat, that they should say, I don't know how they used to do that, their stuff. The poor Nigerians, those who want them to preach. This first step is not even, it's not only labor, all of us, everybody's supposed to come to the streets. It's not only labor. Even if you are working or you are not working, like in advanced world, I used to see, if something like this happened, the whole people will come up, come to the streets. It's me that put them there. It's not them that put themselves. So they shouldn't be doing this thing to us.
All right, Jackson.
All of us are supposed to come to the streets.
Thank you very much, Jackson. Let's just wrap things up with my guest, Tess Anusi. You heard most of the callers and their reactions. Just in 1 minute, what would you respond to?
I think the matter is clear. I think the government has to review minimum wage. Because this provisional increment, like one of the callers said, is not going to last forever. It's only a temporary measure. So instead of doing all of that, why not channel the energy and focus into reviewing the minimum wage and adjusted scale across all levels? I think, I repeat, I'm going to reiterate that food inflation must be tackling food inflation must be a priority for this government, and also expanding the mass transit system. So this will go a long way to pushing the effects of the subsidy removal. There's also a need for us to review the social register and develop one that is based on identity and reported income levels to have a comprehensive register. I think those are my
thank you very much, Olani Osanusi, Program Officer at Yaga Africa. Once again, great to have you.
Thank you for having me.